In an article featured in this month's Sentinel magazine, published by the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point, Ambassador Shin says it is far from clear whether Al-Shabaab, designated as a terrorist organization by the United States, is continuing to attract support for its radical agenda and expanding its reach and influence in Somalia. Shin, who twice served as U.S. ambassador to Ethiopia, says he believes Ethiopia's troop withdrawal in January has hurt Al-Shabaab's image as a group fighting for Somali nationalism under the banner of Islam.
Now that the Ethiopians have, for the most part, left Somalia, it has really undercut the Al-Shabaab argument, and my guess is you're going to see a decrease in interest by those Somalis who might otherwise be tempted to join, because the main purpose for joining has basically disappeared.
Shin acknowledges his argument in the Sentinel runs somewhat counter to latest U.S. intelligence reports. Last week, several high-level intelligence officials told a Senate committee, while the Ethiopian withdrawal may have removed a key rallying point for Al-Shabaab, it was recruiting Somalis from the United States and other countries and still expanding its operations. The officials also suggested that Al-Shabaab and its longtime ally, Al-Qaeda, may soon announce a merger. But the former diplomat says recent developments in Somalia suggest that many of Al-Shabaab's grassroots supporters in the past 2 years have been nationalists who have little enthusiasm for Al-Shabaab's ultra-conservative ideology and ruthless tactics. With Ethiopia gone, he says, moderate Islamist leaders and clan elders who traditionally have had the most influence in Somalia appear to be no longer intimidated by Al-Shabaab. Clerics and clan leaders have publicly declared their support of the UN-backed government of moderate Islamist President Sharif Sheikh Ahmed. Increasing sectarian clashes between Al-Shabaab and an armed moderate Islamist group called Al-Sunna wal-Jama'ah in central Somalia also indicate that Al-Shabaab's interpretation of Islamic law is not what most Somalis want to see implemented. Shin says the majority of Somalis do not approve of Al-Shabaab's association with Al-Qaeda or their strict interpretation of Islam, which include a ban on playing music and stoning to death girls and women accused of committing adultery.
I think Al-Shabaab would be considered a more formidable organization if it did not emphasize any link with Al-Qaeda. The more that Al-Shabaab uses tactics like suicide car bombings, if they allow themselves to become just an Al-Qaeda operative in Somalia, that will probably be the beginning of the end of them as a really major organization in the country.
Shin says with Somalia in a delicate period of transition, it is vital that Somalis be given the chance to fully chart their own destiny. Alicia Ruvioy News, Nairobi.